The McDonald family has raised sheep here for centuries. But overnight, the animals now face an export tariff to the EU of almost 50%. At the pre-Brexit price of $99 per head, McDonald just about broke even. After costs, feed, diesel, rent, he made a profit of £1 a head. With sheep prices about to plummet and without the EU subsidies that made up about half his income, he'll go out of business. "Come on, Toby," McDonald calls, calling his collie into his van. During the Troubles, as the decades of violence between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are known, British soldiers blew these roads up to force drivers onto the main routes and through manned checkpoints. Former Prime Minister Theresa May spent 19 months brokering a deal that would keep the border open and peaceful while still delivering Brexit. A process that ultimately failed and put Johnson on course for the job. Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, is writing out no deal for now, taking his chances that the UK will return to the negotiating table before the EU can punish him for failing to hold down its frontier. McDonnell arrives at a hillside plot, and Toby scampers up the incline out of view. Suddenly, a herd of rams rushes over the lip. Once they're in the back, McDonald slams the door behind them and drives down narrow roads to a nearby field, crossing the Irish border. Strictly speaking, this is now smuggling. Livestock entering the EU from a non-EU country must be checked for health reasons. The thought of going through customs points to a dozen or more times every day makes McDonald shudder. Checks mean infrastructure, people in uniforms, targets for violence. He releases the sheep. If no deal persists, he'll have to slaughter them all.